KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201DA 88.1 FM King Cove.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Vice President J.D. Vance is making the case for the U.S. to take control of Greenland. Speaking from the Danish territory today, Vance said the White House is, quote, really interested in Arctic security.
My argument again to them is I think that you'd be a lot better coming under the United States security umbrella than you have been under Denmark's security umbrella, because what Denmark's security umbrella has meant is effectively they've passed it all off to brave Americans and hoped that we would pick up the tab.
Both Greenland and Denmark have pushed back, emphasizing that the island is not for sale. President Trump today said Greenland is crucial to U.S. national security, noting that Chinese and Russian warships use its waterways. The White House is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to allow it to use the Alien Enemies Act to swiftly deport certain migrants. President Trump invoked a rarely used wartime power to send more than 200 alleged members of a Venezuelan gang to a prison in El Salvador. NPR's Sergio Martinez-Beltran reports a federal judge has temporarily blocked it.
Acting Solicitor General Sarah Harris says the case presents questions on whether the president or the judiciary decide to conduct national security operations in the U.S. Harris says, quote, the Constitution supplies a clear answer. The president, the republic, cannot afford a different choice. The American Civil Liberties Union and Democracy Forward sued the Trump administration over its use of the Alien Enemies Act, saying it removed people without due process. Skye Perryman, the president and CEO of Democracy Forward, said in a statement Trump is not a king and that the organization, quote, will continue to meet this administration in court to protect people and our democratic values. Sergio Martinez Beltran, NPR News, Austin.
The Trump administration is eliminating nearly all remaining positions at the U.S. Agency for International Development. NPR's Pat Matanis reports the move is part of a process to merge what's left of the dismantled agency into the State Department.
The agency's nearly 900 remaining staff received an email saying they would get reduction in force notices and would have to leave their jobs either by July 1st or September 2nd of this year. The email was sent by Jeremy Lewin, who's running the hobbled agency after the administration canceled thousands of its programs and shrunk the majority of its workforce. Lewin said staff would be given an option to take leave, but many would be required to stay on to complete the drawing down of operations at USAID and the transfer of remaining programs to the State Department. In a statement, Secretary of State Marco Rubio said, quote, USAID strayed from its original mission long ago. As a result, the gains were too few and the costs were too high. Fatma Tanis, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down 715 points. This is NPR News. Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is pushing for new changes to reform the regulation of food additives, specifically artificial dyes.
The real battle is that we're getting sicker and sicker every year. And no matter, and it's really just a debate about who's going to pay the treatment. Nobody has been focused on how do we get ourselves less sick.
Some of the foods that are being targeted include brightly colored candies, cereals, especially those marketed to kids, cookies, chips, and soft drinks. A mining company announced this week that it's aiming to partner with the U.S. government on a first-of-its-kind seabed mining project beneath international waters in the Pacific Ocean. Reporter Danielle Ackerman reports that it's a bid to acquire critical minerals.
The Metals Company is a Canada-based mining startup. They plan to collect nickel and cobalt from the deep ocean floor. The firm says those metals can be used in electric car batteries, but critics say deep-sea mining is unproven and could harm the marine environment. For more than a decade, most of the world's countries have been working together to draw up regulations for a deep-sea mining industry. That effort is part of the International Seabed Authority. But the United States is not a member of the group and isn't bound by its rules. Greenpeace calls the company's intent to work with the U.S., quote, a slap in the face to international cooperation. The U.S. Department of Commerce didn't immediately comment on the matter. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Ackerman.
And I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping someone else less fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, gale warning through Saturday. Today, northwest winds 40 knots, gusts to 55 out of bays and passes, seas up 6 feet with freezing spray. Tonight, north winds 35 knots, gusts to 50 out of bays and passes, seas at 6 feet with freezing spray. And Saturday, north winds 35 knots, seas 5 feet with freezing spray. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, gale warning today. Today, northwest winds 35 knots, gusts to 50 out of bays and passes, seas at 4 feet with freezing spray. Tonight, northwest winds 30 knots, gusts out of 45 out of bays and passes, seas at 4 feet with freezing spray. And Saturday, north winds 30 knots, seas at 3 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, gale warning through Saturday. Today, north winds 40 knots, gusts out of 55 out of bays and passes, seas at 5 feet with freezing spray. Tonight, northwest winds 35 knots, gusts to 50 out of bays and passes, seas at 5 feet. And Saturday, north winds 35 knots, seas at 4 feet. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory through Saturday. Today, north winds 30 knots, seas at 10 feet with freezing spray. Tonight, north winds 30 knots, seas at 10 feet with freezing spray. And Saturday, north winds 25 knots, seas at 8 feet with freezing spray. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through Saturday. Today, north winds 30 knots, seas at 11 feet with freezing spray. Tonight, north winds 30 knots, seas at 10 feet. And Saturday, north winds 30 knots, seas at 8 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, partly sunny, isolated snow showers in the morning, highs in the 30s, north winds 25 to 40 miles per hour with gusts to 60. Tonight, mostly clear with scattered snow showers, lows in the upper 20s, north winds 20 to 35 miles per hour with gusts to 55. And Saturday, partly cloudy, scattered snow showers in the morning, isolated snow showers in the afternoon, highs in the mid-30s, north winds 15 to 30 miles per hour with gusts to 50. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 2:26 a.m. at 7 foot 1 inch, a low tide at 8:26 a.m. at 1 foot, a high tide at 2:32 p.m. at 7 foot 5 inches, and a low tonight at 8:43, a tide of 1 foot. Your sun rose at 8:22 this morning, and your sun will set at 9:12, giving us 12 hours and 50 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I am Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Steve Winwood will start us off here with Shining Song, and then Michael Jackson with Smooth Criminal. After that, the Smiths with How Soon Is Now.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Coming up now, we have U2 with or Without You. And then Stevie Nicks with I Can't Wait. And then Don't Go Away. Men at Work's going to do High Wire.
Thank you. Sometimes you can't tell, but it's just as well, 'cause I'm walking on a high wire. High wire. I want someone to let me in. I'm stinking and I'm full of gin. There's no need to close the doors for fast. I'm very fragile and not built to last. Sometimes I don't know.
Community and have lived here my whole life. I raised my family here and have watched others raise their families too. I know these lands, these people, our history, and our Unangam traditions. I want to continue to grow old here and live up my days in the place I call home with the people I love. As I get older, I know I need help with certain things I can't do on my own anymore. My family is a huge help, but they aren't always around or available for some of these chores. Aleutian Pribilof Island Association helps support me through services they provide to elders like me, right here in my community. I was able to choose a chore worker to help me with my task I need to get done around the house and in my community. My chore worker helps me with things like getting chores done around the house, picking up groceries, or taking me to the post office. Through the APIA Chore Service Program, I can keep living in my current home and still receive the help I need to be independent.
For eligibility information, please reach out to the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association Elder Care Services at 907-276-2700 or toll free at 1-800-478-2742.
Tune in to KSDP for Weekend Edition, 8 to 10 a.m. on Saturday, 8 to 9 a.m. on Sunday. National Public Radio's Weekend Morning News Magazine, covering hard news, a wide variety of newsmakers, and cultural stories with care, accuracy, and a wink of humor.
Talking Heads is next with us with Creatures of Love. Then ABBA with Happy New Year. After that, the Pretenders with My City Was Gone.
All come out. Well, I see it said. Mine. to Ohio, but my city was gone. There was no train station, there was no downtown. So tired, it disappeared. All my favorite places, my city had been pulled down, reduced to parking spaces. Hey, oh, where to go, Ohio?
Yeah, we have Bullet Train and Cactus Head to take us to the top of the hour.
Send a message to the brain. two men climbing down opposite poles. The one with hair upon his face, sprouting like the weeds on his soul. The other is alone to himself. His brain is like a lump of steel. And they love to break each other up into tiny pieces. And it's true.
Protect.